Uncertainty more than finality. That's the unfortunate set of circumstances facing Peoria and the tremendous hockey fans that have supported this game for over the last 31 years. We have, one way or another, come to an end of an era here in Peoria. The fact that we have known this day was coming for a month now has not made it the slightest bit easier. In fact, the uncertainty of the situation has done nothing but amplify the uneasy feelings about the future of the Rivermen. I wish I had a crystal ball and could assure you that there would be a hockey team on this ice in October. In my heart, I believe that there will be, but there are still so many questions to be answered. The only certainty we have is that the St. Louis Blues AHL franchise has been sold, and the Rivermen in its current form is no longer. But no matter what happens in the upcoming weeks and months, the Rivermen hockey tradition is something to be proud of. It is something that will live on. It is not linked to the St. Louis Blues or the American Hockey League. It is linked to you. It is linked to the fans. It is linked to Carver Arena and the city of Peoria. The players, coaches, and staff, and even the leagues have changed over the past 31 years, broadcasters included in that. But the fans, they have made this team what it is, and they have made this team what it will be. On a personal note, I'd like to thank you for tuning in over the past 5 years, and no doubt longer than that. From season ticket holders to the Booster Club, the casual fans and families of players that tune in from all over the world, thank you for allowing me into your homes. Thank you goes out to Kevin McDonald for all that he has allowed me to do here and all that he has taught me since I started. Thank you to Katie Pogeman, Jason Penning, and the rest of the Rivermen front office, even the ones that left long ago, the guys like Josh Morin and David Rack who originally brought me in. Thank you to my fellow broadcasters around the American Hockey League, and thank you to BJ Stone, Brian Wingo, Tony Z, and everybody at the radio station. Thank you to my wife, Mary, who lived 1,000 miles away from me for years so that I could take this job. And now she calls Peoria her home. And thanks to my dad, who may listen to more games than even the most diehard Rivermen fans. And an enormous thank you goes out to my partner here since my first day on the job, David Minion. He's been an important part of my career as anyone, and I'm proud to call him a friend. I wish the players, coaches, and staff the best of luck in their journey and wherever it may take them. Hockey has provided thousands of nights of entertainment here in Peoria over the years. It has created friendships that have lasted longer than nights, longer than seasons, and even longer than careers. It has been a pleasure knowing you, and St. Louis's loss will no doubt be someone else's gain. While today is a sad day in Peoria, hockey fans have no reason to hang their heads. Be proud of what you have built here, and be comforted that it will be recognized before long, and the Peoria Rivermen will be back, and I hope you will too. Good night, everyone, and goodbye.